Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Off the ball breakfast.
It's funny you have red flags on yourself there, Colin.
I wanted to point that out. Just wanted to say
my red flag for you is that I enjoy hangovers.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The Entrepreneurs in Sport panel
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the local enterprise offices.
You're very welcome along to the Entrepreneurs in Sport panel on Off the Ball, brought to you by the local enterprises offices. And we're here today to look at the Sport to Startup programme, which was created by the local enterprise offices in partnership with Sport Ireland to enable full-time sports people and recently retired full-time sports people to have the option to engage in or learn about entrepreneurship and start their own businesses. The programme is supported by all the key athlete bodies, Sport Ireland, GPA, PFAI and RPI. And since it began in 2020, almost 100 full-time sports people have been through the programme, some using the skills to start their own businesses, others using the skills in new roles, and some just gaining a better understanding of how a business works for them down the road. The idea of the whole thing is to empower full-time recently retired athletes to explore entrepreneurship and to look at the effects of the programme and how it has helped them with their businesses. I decided to say that I am joined by Dublin hurler James Madden and two-time Olympian Michelle Finn to discuss about how they got on in the programme. Guys, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
James, I'll chat to you first a little bit. When did the kind of idea of looking at business and entrepreneurship come into your general sphere of thinking?
It was probably in 2023. So we started the business in the summer of 2023, but it was probably maybe late 2022. I always wanted to do something myself. I'd been in banking previously and then in a product ownership role in a Irish startup following that, but I just didn't feel like I had proper purpose, so I wanted to do something myself. I obviously have a keen interest in sport. My partner and co-founder Nadia also has a keen interest in sport as well, so it made sense to go down that path. So we started Swifter in the summer of 2023, and yeah, it's been going really well, so we're learning loads as we go, but it's all good.
And Michelle, you have Unrefada, it's your business that you started up. Is that something that you always had in your mind that you wanted to do at some stage in your career, or was it just something that kind of developed out of the nature of your sporting career?
I think it kind of just developed. I was just similar. I did the course the same year as James did, and I was injured, so I just saw it as an opportunity to learn something new, and I signed up for it because I was like, I might as well be doing something useful with my time while I'm injured. But I didn't actually start Unrefada for, I don't know, I'd say over a year after we did the course.
Mm. And how did you come across the course? Like, was it just purely from being involved in those sporting bodies, or was someone kind of sent out to talk to you about the opportunities, or did someone get a sniff of the fact that you're interested in business and entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the GPA, Gaelic Players Association, reached out to myself, and then Michelle, you're probably Sport Ireland, or yeah. Athletics Ireland reached out to. So yeah, it was. I mean, it's just in with the athletes in the current profile. I'd say it went out to everyone. It just made sense. I know me and Michelle were chatting just before we came on. We probably were at different stages of the business. And Michelle's probably came after. We were already 6 months trading and kind of in the flow of it already. And then the course just helped with kind of overall things, the different facets of business and stuff like that. So that was helpful. But yeah, it was through the bodies they came through and see. Because I think they're also conscious that they want to try. And, you know, it's a big thing at the minute that, you know, sporting bodies are looking at for athletes of life after sport. And stuff like that, because we're so ingrained in our disciplines when we're in it, we don't really pay attention to anything else, and it's all the focus. And then I don't know, just probably reports back of, you know, retirees that are, you know, a bit lost after sports. So, I mean, that makes sense why they've put it together.
Yeah, I think you're getting like more and more studies coming out of people who are in their sporting careers and are finding that if you have something to focus on, either for the long term or even just something to kind of give you a bit of perspective outside of that tunnel vision that is your sport that you've dedicated your entire life to, it can really help in the long term, especially when you get to that point of needing to transition away maybe from full-time sport into something a little bit different. Michelle, for you, what was that journey, or what has that journey been like of starting off the course, maybe not being as far along as James was in the development of the company and learning different things and kind of building it up to where it is now?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of just like I did the course and I had no idea what I was going to do with it or if I was going to do anything with it. I kind of just went and thought it was good to talk to the other athletes from different sports and see what things they were doing or what ideas they had. And then I feel like the idea for On With Fada was more just I was still injured, story of my life for the last couple of years, but I was just losing like funding and losing, not that I ever had much to begin with, but I was losing every kind of support that I ever had in or from athletics. And I was kind of like, I'm not ready to retire. So I want to make a job for myself where I can like organize my own time and work if I wanted to go on a training camp, to work from abroad or work from home or just be a bit more flexible with my hours. But and also it's good, like you can do the coaching. On With Fada, it's like a running coaching, online running coaching, so I can do it from, you know, like I can do my session in the morning and then I can plan other people's trainings and talk to the athletes and stuff like that as well. So just kind of, yeah, that's where I kind of just, yeah.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code FITNESS.
Yeah, it sounds class. And I think you say, like, kind of on the manifesto of the website for the companies, that you want it to be open to everyone. You know, you can be a starting runner, you can be someone who's far along in your journey, you can be someone who's really far along in your journey. You have an option, and that's what you want to do. So, like, how does that look day to day, I suppose, for you?
I use the Final Surge app. So basically, if somebody signs up to, are you asking me about On With Fada?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So basically, like, I'll write the training plan. I'll do a phone call with somebody there if they're interested, and then we can see if they want to sign up or tell them what I do and stuff like that. But then I use this app called the Final Surge app, so the athletes can sync their watch to the app and I can set the training online, and then as they do the session it kind of comes in, so it's almost like I'm looking at their Garmin stats as well. And you can plan the training on the calendar, and you can see pace, you can see time, you can see heart rate, you can see kind of whatever you want, and then you can comment on the app as well. So it's kind of good, like, way to communicate with the athletes. And then when you're actually looking at the sessions that they've just done, like, rather than a text message, I can fully see, like, I'm looking at the training that they've done as they're telling me about it. So I'm not kind of, you know, it's just easier to see. It's a good, like, communication portal as well as just kind of stats. And,
you know, no one's lying to you as well. Yeah. Yes, I did those runs. I swear I did, Michelle. And then, James, obviously Swifter has developed a lot over the last couple of months in particular. We had Nadia in a couple of months ago talking about it. I was trying to look there because I'm pretty sure she left one of your journals
up there.
Oh, yeah, over there in the corner, always representing. But how has that journey been for you guys from conception to where you are now?
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey, a huge amount of learnings along that journey. We kind of feel like we haven't even got going too at the same time. Like it's doing great and it's growing well, but we feel like we haven't even got going, so we're really excited about the future and the next couple of years with it. It just makes sense. Nadia obviously in running, Nadia and Michelle are good friends, so it's, yeah, the both of us are to do it running. Obviously we're more product based, whereas Michelle's looking at service, but it's been great, and yeah, we've some exciting plans in 2026, so we'll see how they go.
And so if you were to kind of explain Swifter to someone who maybe hasn't heard it before today, why should someone get involved with it, or what will they get out of it, I suppose?
I mean, so Swifter is a running brand. Right now we're focusing right down on fitness accessories or sports accessories, so some of our hero products are running vests, running belts, Pursue training journal, running socks. They're all built from kind of our experiences in sport, and Nadia's in particularly in running, things that she hasn't liked or has liked about different products and how to improve them. So, I mean, Swifter is about, you know, it's by athletes for athletes. That's kind of what we say. So we wouldn't wear anything or use anything that, we wouldn't offer anything to our customers that we wouldn't use ourselves. So yeah, it's born from the using it, testing it, rigorously testing it, and then bringing it to market for our customers. So, yeah.
And how does that testing look like? Like, are you guys literally using it in your training day to day?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Testing it heavily in training, making sure it's durable, that I can keep up with all the training and stuff. That involves just a lot of different sampling and prototyping then of products, because different things won't be right with the product. We'll have to make changes to get it right for the customer. But yeah, that's all really exciting stuff. That's stuff that I kind of enjoy doing. Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting looking at both of your websites, the kind of common theme between the two of them was the idea of building a community. And I think particularly within running over the last, maybe it's like post-COVID, but it feels like especially over the last year or so, like the idea of run clubs or the idea of, you know, you can do these things, whether you've never ran before, there's an opportunity there for you. That seems to be a massive market at the moment. I don't know if this is something that you guys have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah. We've definitely seen the boom in running post-COVID, as you said. That's where we would have saw it. So, I mean, timing-wise for the both of us, it's great. Yeah, I know, like, as I said, we're by athletes for athletes, but like, it's the everyday athlete as well, that person that's getting into running for the first time even. Like, that's a big part of our customer base as well, taking on their first 5K, 10K, half marathon, right up to then the ones that are kind of below that elite level too. So that's where it's at. You know, it's great to see as well that running has taken such a boom. I know Nadia always says to me, and probably Michelle's the same, running used to be probably pretty uncool. And, you know, you were the weird one that was doing running, and now it's kind of it's the thing to do. So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I did my first 10K last year, and my friends were like, wow, it really must have become trendy if the girl who always complained about how boring she found running is actually giving it a try to try and see what everyone else is getting the entertainment from. Michelle, from your side, because obviously a lot of the stuff that you do is one-to-one coaching, do you find that people are kind of taking on the more opportunities to do like 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons, whatever it is?
I think so, yeah. A lot of the people I have are running like a marathon for the first time, and they just kind of want to build up gradually and like do it properly rather than going straight into it and coming off with an injury. And then other people have ran it before or ran a 5K before. They want to run a faster 5K, run a faster 10K. And some people literally just want almost the accountability of like somebody watching the training that they're doing and, you know, keeping them on track. And it's a bit of motivation and accountability.
I think that's what I would need.
But it's good. Like, I have somebody who just broke 2.5 hours for a half marathon there, and I actually, like, it's just funny when like you're trying to run at such a high level, but like I was so happy when they broke, like two of them, they trained together, and like it's just, you're watching, like you're just suddenly so invested in all levels across the board, and like I don't know, it's just, yeah, it's very rewarding. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask that because obviously, you know, you were saying there about the injuries that you've experienced over the last while, and you know, you've obviously competed at such an incredibly high level, but that doesn't mean that you can't get joy from something else, from seeing someone, as you say, breaking that 2.5 hour, or seeing two people doing it together and knowing that you've helped guide them there. That must be a massive accomplishment to feel.
Yeah, I actually love it. And it gives you just another perspective as well. Like, other people are like, yeah, you're training at a high level to train for the Olympics and stuff, but then other people are like, they're managing full-time jobs, they're managing kids, you know, I don't know, there's so much other things going on. So it's just different priorities for different people at different times. And I think as well, actually, the injuries helped me, because just the cross training that I was doing, I feel like some people view running the way that I would view cross training. So it's just kind of like, you know, just to get out the door and start, and like even just the types of sessions that are kind of mentally manageable and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's been good.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And James, there was something similar that you and Nadia had, you know, talking about all the achievements you've both had in sport, but saying, like, through it all, we've learned that the true reward is that this lifestyle enables us to wake up with purpose each day. And I suppose that's probably what you're trying to give other people as a brand as well.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know how much I've achieved now in sport. Nadia, maybe a bit more, but for sure, like, what we push, our mission statement is always in pursuit. And it's around that idea of continuous self-improvement, irrespective of where you're at on that journey. As Michelle says, like, you might be starting out running, you might be starting out your first, you know, any sort of physical activity, but it's that progress you see, and the joy definitely is in that progress of that journey. So we're absolutely proponents of that it's not going to happen overnight. And Michelle will tell you that as a coach, it's definitely not going to happen overnight, but it's building those habits and enjoying that journey of getting better wherever you're at on that journey.
And Michelle, do you think you would have found it as easy going into this sort of world if you hadn't had the opportunity to do something like the Sports Startup Program and just like see other athletes doing what they were doing and not necessarily having maybe your own idea totally formed at that stage, but that was okay because there's kind of space for everyone?
Yeah, I think it was really good for that. Like, James and Nadia had started their business before I had even thought of anything, but I could see, like, I feel like James might not see the progress of the business as much, but I feel like I've seen it from the very, from the outside, from the early stages, so you can kind of see. And then I'd be chatting to Nadia and see, like, you know, different, like, struggles and stuff along the way. And I feel like even though I didn't, like, start, and I'm not even trying to make it as big of a scale thing as, like, other people would be, I'm happy with kind of small scale, nice little community. But I just think it was good to see, like, what other athletes were doing and the problems they had or the ideas they had, and, like, different, like, you can kind of learn from other people's experiences as well. And there was so many people on the course doing the course that, like, it was just a good way to chat to other people and see what kind of things they're doing.
Yeah, good networking opportunity, and also probably good to get that cross sport element to things as well, because I know I talk to a lot of elite athletes and they'll say, you actually get so few opportunities to talk to other athletes until maybe you retire, and then you're being brought on panels or different things. But when you're actually in the middle of things, you're kind of very much in your own little clan or tribe.
For sure. Oh, for sure. It's great. Different perspectives from all different sports. That was the thing I probably liked the most about it, just hearing where everyone else at on their journey. And, you know, even taking learners from their own sporting space, bringing it into your own. you know, obviously really successful people were on it, Olympians and so forth. But definitely learning from them, seeing where they're at. And it's just good to think then away from the sport, then around business and stuff. Like, there was definitely different individuals that, like myself, ourselves and Michelle, it's obviously to do with running, but like other businesses were wide ranging. They were totally different service-based business, product-based businesses, nothing to do with sport. That was also really refreshing as well. It was nice to see that. Yeah.
That's interesting, because I think a lot of people just assume that sporting people go into sports elements, or else maybe they go into something like consultancy after they finish up their careers. But I think a lot of people wouldn't imagine someone actually setting up their own business outside of the sporting sphere. So it's cool that people are getting that opportunity. Was this the sort of thing that you ever would have thought of, like, at earlier stages of your careers, or was it just kind of at a certain point that you decided, actually, no, I want to have something outside of this. This is going to be good for my mental well-being in the future?
I don't know for Michelle, but for myself, like, it was definitely all sport related for my early 20s anyway. Like, the professional career really was definitely a backseat, for sure. And it was all to do with playing hurling and focus on that. Now it still is largely that as well, but it's just that now there's probably an outside focus, and you know, there's definitely benefits to that too, for sure, because you can get caught up in it all as well. So it is nice to step away from that too. I don't know for yourself, Michelle.
Yeah, I had thought about it a few times, but I think I wish I started it earlier in a way, but in another way, I'm kind of like, I didn't have the experience, I didn't have the people skills, I didn't have, like, yeah, I just feel like I wouldn't have done as good a job if I started it a few years ago, even though in a way I do really wish that I started it earlier. So, yeah, I thought about it. I also thought as well, when you're running so much, I wanted to be doing things outside of running, not have running be the job as well, but just the way it worked out, it's, yeah.
I think that's understandable for a lot of people. I know, like, even in this line of work, people will often say, oh, you're so lucky, all you get to do is watch sport all day. And you're like, yeah, but sometimes it gets to the weekend and you're like, do you know what? I actually don't want to see any sport for a little bit. I want to get, like, a little bit of mind space from it. So I can totally understand that. And in terms of the futures for both your businesses, James said you're developing lots of different products, looking at lots of different things. What's the... Is there an end goal, or is there a progress that you'd like to see over the next 5 years?
To be fair, it's definitely just taking it every day as it comes at the minute. Like, I know businesses and people talk about like 2, 3, 5 year plans. Like, we're definitely not that in depth into it yet. It's taking it every day, just trying to improve the business every day, improve our offerings. And yeah, like 2026, we'll go into more apparel based stuff as well. So that's going to be exciting. And there's some nice partnerships that hopefully will be lined up for then also. But it's definitely taking it day by day, month by month at the minute, learning loads, making mistakes, and just moving forward.
And what about for you, Michelle?
I think I'd like to do a bit more in-person coaching. I think a lot of what I do is one-on-one online, which I love, and it's really handy for some people because, you know, you can do it in your own time by yourself with your own job. And for me, I can do it in my own time as well. But I think I would like to build it to the point where I could have some run groups, or even just meet up every now and again so people are running together and actually have a bit of a community aspect where people meet each other and, you know, support each other in races and stuff like that.
And is it just you running it solo by yourself at the moment?
Yes, at the moment. I've got a few people who wanted to be coaches as well, which I would be happy to have them, but I just was like, let me just start small and then
build up to that.
Yeah,
that's another exciting thing to have in the future. Just if anyone does want to get involved in the program, you can find out that at www.irishsport.ie/NGBS. Now, I appreciate there's probably a lot of people listening to this today and thinking, not sure I'm ever going to be an Olympian or an inter-county player, but not to worry. If that's the case, there is actually another side of this for everyone. So it's called Start Your Own Business Program, and it's available via LEOs nationwide. So as all you have to do is go to your local enterprise office across the country. There's plenty of them around the place, and inquire about this, or else look up it online on their website, and there's plenty more details there. Guys, thank you very much for coming in, and best of luck with the rest of your careers. How are we feeling on the sporting side of things, outside of the business side of things? I know, Michelle, you were saying a few injuries.
I'm on the slow comeback.
On the way back. Yeah.
Things are looking up.
Yeah, things are looking up. Yeah, yeah. I don't think we're about done yet. I think
there's
more left, though, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you found it okay balancing the kind of comeback and the businesses?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. I feel like I'm never going to train the way I used to train before, and I have to adapt and support myself. And like, you know, I just realized when you're injured, you're fully, completely on your own, and you have to make it work yourself. So, but it's kind of nice as well. I think when you are like working somewhat for yourself as well, you're freer. You don't owe anybody anything. So you've got a whole new perspective to bring to the sporting side as well. No pressure, or only from yourself.
What about you, James? Have you found the balance okay?
Yeah, it's all good. Obviously, it's a big commitment. Like, inter-county, obviously, is a big hours commitment. Everyone knows that as well. But it's just being really good with your time, organised on your time. And, you know, when you probably have deadlines, or, you know, you have to be at training at X, Y, Z hour, it does give you the good push to get things done. As Michelle said, you know, you can control your own hours as well. Sometimes there are a lot of hours, but that is a benefit too.
Yeah, I've definitely heard a lot of people that work in, say, like two high-level sporting areas. You know, I'm thinking of someone like Philip Doyle, the rower, who also is a doctor, and you're like, these two things shouldn't go together. But again, you always say that you're just kind of pushed to focus more. And when you're locked in on one, you're locked in. And then when you're locked in on the other, you're locked in on that. And almost it gives your brain a bit of time subconsciously to deal with the others. Sure. I don't know if that's something that you found.
Oh, no, for sure. I think that you switch off from one when you're at the other. I think that's actually helpful. I think I found that definitely a big help.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, guys, thank you very, very much for coming in. It's been really nice talking to you. And as I said, best of luck with the businesses. The Entrepreneurs in Sport panel and Off the Ball is brought to you by the local enterprises offices.
The Entrepreneurs in Sport panel on Off the Ball. Brought to you by the local enterprise offices.